The city of Logan has 29 registered parks and only 2 allow dogs. The rest do not allow pets with or without a leash, according to Logan's Parks and Recreation Department.
I don't know your dog. Is your dog going to jump on my child? Is it going to react in a way that I'm not familiar with?
Russ Aquina, director of the department, says if they plan to create more dog parks, it will take time because of the problems he's seen in the past.
The city has decided to take this slow approach to allowing all of its parks to be open to dogs.
We're busy. We have a busy schedule. So it would be nice if we could, you know, just go to the local park.
Dog owner Bradley Robinson is frustrated with the city since he isn't allowed to bring his dog to the parks closest to his house.
It's frustrating that Logan has regulations that make it hard to take her anywhere.
Aquina says the city would have to see an increase in dog owners' responsibility.
I think the concern that our staff has seen as the maintenance for city parks is not seeing dog owners being responsible. So for us, there's a concern in terms of if you do make all parks available or accessible, we want to reach a level of confidence that the park would be cared for, that people would pick up after their pets in all situations.
City officials have concerns over safety, including dog bites, frightened children, and the threat of spreading fleas and ticks. With the lack of dog-friendly parks, it is making people ask, why can't the dogs be let out? With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Logan DeZatko.